Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation.
Good morning.
Pew, pew.
Hey, hey, hey.
Are you awake?
That was cute, Shantae. So, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay. It's your girl, Jazz, and
Shantae.
And we're in a good one this morning.
Yeah, I've already had at least a cup of coffee. I have like a 16-ounce cup today.
And, you know, the sun has been shining all week.
Blessings.
All week, okay? So we have been sun drunk, and that in itself is a blessing.
Yeah. I'm just really happy that the fact that we've had really good weather.
Yes.
I think it makes all of this a lot better.
It does. Oh, it absolutely does.
It's like, oh, I'm still stuck in the house, so I'm going to go sit on my patio.
Right.
At least it's not gray and raining.
Yeah. At least it's warm and sunshiny outside.
Before we get into our weekly recaps, here's what you can look forward to in today's show. We are also going to do an icebreaker. It's going to be a new game called Rapid Fire. Review of the week. We're going to switch it up and review some hair care, skin care, beauty products this week. Excited about that. And then we're going to get into our hot topic, which is get out there and vote.
Vote.
Because that's coming up, you guys.
It's very important, okay?
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into our weekly recaps. What have we been up to?
Well, I got a lot to talk about, okay? Your girl turned 27 on Monday. Yes, so my weekend was full of festivities. I went to the Metropolitan Grill on Friday for dinner.
Nice.
Oh yeah, it was awesome. It was my very first time going, which was part of the reason why I wanted to go. The food was great. I had bison just because.
Is it bison or bison?
Bison.
Okay.
I don't know. It was good.
I think
it was good.
Tomato, tomorrow.
but it was a really great time. I got to see a couple of my girlfriends that I haven't seen in a long time, since like before lockdown. And then Saturday, I spent all day on a boat, was exhausted, but it was all a great time. Sunday, I got to celebrate with my loved ones and my close family. We had a little barbecue in the backyard. That was a really good time. I made this sangria called Lion's Mane, and it was basically like a spody. You know, there was wine, rum, and liquor in it, and a little bit of Sprite.
Hey, you didn't hold back.
No, it was really good.
And just then, dumping everything you can find in the house.
Yeah.
Put it all in there.
And then on Monday, my actual birthday, I kind of took it easy. You know, I got a whole bunch of makeup from friends for my birthday. So I beat my face. I just took it really easy. Oh, hold on. We had a seafood boil for dinner on my birthday, and that was prime. It was amazing. We had crab, mussels, clams, shrimp. What else? Hot links, potatoes, corn. It was so good.
I mean,
and catfish.
It was so good. I was like going ham on the mussels, and I'm not even really a seafood person.
Right. She's not really into seafood like that.
And I was just like, I ate half the bag and didn't even realize it. I was like, dang, have I taken a breath yet?
But the overall highlight, I feel like I can say, is I was gifted a pole, like a dancing stripper pole for my birthday.
Wait, I got to cut the music here for a second. Did you say what I think you said?
Yes.
She did.
What? So, nice. Yes.
So Shantae, my lovely, lovely co-host here, Shantae, and then our other roommate, Latia, they surprised me with it. Like, so when I was gone all day Saturday, they had busted their butts to like get it all set up for me, and they surprised me with it on Monday morning, and I was just like over the moon. So I've been on it pretty much every day since.
So for background, been asking for one, right? For
I literally Santa Claus just couldn't get it going, so you're like, all right.
Yeah, like she's been asking for one, and I asked her what she wanted, and she was like, I'd really like to get the couches cleaned out and get a pole in there. And I was like, ooh, that's a lot.
They did it.
And then like we were like, okay, well, we're gonna get the couches out. And then we were like, well, I don't know what I'm gonna get her. So we went to the mall, and I was like, let's go into Spencer's. Yeah. And they happen to have.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Spencer's has a lot of great things. Like
they've got, dude, yeah, we just stumbled upon it. And I was like, we were looking for a game. Right. So actually our icebreaker that we're going to play today, we got at Spencer's and that's what we went in there for.
Got it.
But then we're like roaming around just trying to find like little knickknacks for you to wear and like use on your birthday. And I was like, oh my gosh, they have poles here. I was like, should we just do it? I think we should just do it.
Dude,
I think it's a sign.
Right.
It felt like a sign. I was like, I guess so.
But I'm like so excited about it. I've been practicing. I've been learning like a little routine, and I've mainly like I've been wanting it because I want to do something new as far as like staying fit. I grew up dancing, so dancing is like all I know, and I already have that dance background and like that dance training. So why not take something else on? And I know that I liked this. I've taken one pole fitness class, and I was like, oh gosh, yes, I could totally do this. So I've kind of just, yeah, I'm already covered in bruises. My arms are so sore. But yes, I'm going to be trying to like update people as I go because I'm really excited to get better at this.
Awesome. 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 Okay, wait, real fast. I got a question. Does it attach itself to the ceiling or is it kind of a standing, like on a base?
It attaches itself to the ceiling. Okay. And we had to go through so much to get this to work because where we put it in the garage is too short or too tall actually. Sorry,
the pole's too short.
Yeah. Yes. And so we had to go and get like a bunch of wood pieces to like make it work out.
Like, yeah. It's all wedged in there. All like
yeah, it is. Let me give you guys my weekly recap. I fell off this thing testing it. Yes. The whole thing.
If you haven't, it's gonna happen.
We were like, exactly. We were like, well, let's go ahead and put it together and then we'll test it out just for safety purposes.
Of course.
And like we had of course put it together wrong.
Way to sacrifice your body, by the way.
Oh my gosh.
All for love.
And I definitely thought that like we had it together, and then I got on it and I was like, oh my God, it's staying. And then all of a sudden I realized I was going sideways and I was like, Latia, just like
catch me.
Right. And she's like clear on the other side of the room. So I'm just like, yeah.
You're on your own.
It's safe. I haven't had any issues yet. And I've been all over that thing.
It's in there.
It is.
Well, it is now after testing it.
Yeah, exactly. Because I was like, well, what does it look like when it's not like put together properly? And what does it look like when it's put together properly? Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's definitely together properly.
Nice. Well, we hope to see some videos then.
Yeah, I've already got like a little clip up. I've learned like all of two tricks, but it's all about making it flow and look great together.
The night is young.
You know, yeah.
The week is short. Like, we'll get
there. Yeah,
it.
I'm on like
there,
day two.
Yeah, there you go.
Cool.
Benny knew. Yes, yes, y'all. We are going to get into rapid fire. Essentially, we have a few cards here that we're going to choose from. There will be a category on it, and we will have to rapid fire go back and forth to come up with, you know, it's essentially categories. Yeah.
And this one was way better than whatever one we had ever been dealing with before, because
we were just like coming up with categories.
Yeah, they're like official. So I just grabbed a stack. I didn't get to look at these beforehand. So if it's a category that neither of us know, I feel like we can just veto it.
Or is inappropriate
because there are adult ones in here. we've got.
I mean, we just talked about entertainer polls. So.
Right.
Good morning.
Hello.
So I think you can't pause for longer than 10 seconds.
Okay.
Okay. So. I'm going to go ahead.
Are we going to give it, how much time do we want to give for the rapid fire?
A minute.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's go. First category, breakfast foods. Ready? Go.
Waffles.
Pancakes.
Crepes.
Scrambled eggs.
Frittata.
Country potatoes.
Biscuits and gravy.
German pancake.
Steak and eggs.
Hash browns?
An omelet?
Frittata?
Did you say frittata?
Yeah, frittata said, yep.
Wow. I knew. Okay. Oh.
Oh, you want to keep going then? Because
we're going to do the next one.
Okay. So another 60?
If we repeat, we have to start over.
All right.
Like a new one or a new 60?
A new card and a new 60.
Okay.
Ready?
I knew I'd win that one because I love breakfast foods.
Yeah, I'm not a big breakfast person. She's like Leslie Knope over here.
Yeah.
I love Leslie Knope.
Me too.
Okay, ready? Next category is Britney Spears songs.
Hit it.
Okay, go.
Oops, I did it again.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Stronger.
Crazy.
Oh. Amy? If you seek Amy?
Sometimes I run.
Toxic?
Lucky.
None of them are coming to me. Something from the Mickey Mouse Club.
I've got two more.
All right, then finish it out with your two more, yeah.
I had Womanizer.
Oh, that's what I was going to come up with, yeah.
Yep, Womanizer, and then Circus.
Oh, yeah.
All eyes on me in the center of the ring.
Just and that's crazy because, like, I know Britney. I just couldn't think of Slay For You. Was my song.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a slave.
Right.
I tried to learn the choreo.
Another great pole dancing song.
It is. I actually on my playlist.
Weak.
There's one in here that we played the other night that has Beyonce songs on it.
Mm.
And Shantae and I were going back and forth for a few minutes.
Yeah. No stopping. Also, she's got an amazing body of work.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. One last one before we finish it out, okay? All right. Text abbreviations.
Lord.
Ooh.
LOL.
LMAO.
ROFL.
BRB.
G2G.
KMSL.
IYK. YK. If you know, you know.
IDK?
I think it's IDK, yeah.
IDC, I don't care.
Mm. HMU.
SMH.
OTW.
WYA.
ROFL? Did we say that already?
I did.
Nope. You did?
I did. That was what...
I give up.
I lost track because I feel like you guys are just making it up at that point.
The only other one that I had left was going to be because I had just said where you at, W-Y-A. Mm. So I was going to say what you doing, W-Y-D. That was the only other one that I could think of.
I was like.
Meanwhile, there are so many, like, I wonder, does Deeks.
T-T-Y-L.
Yeah, does Deeks count? You know,
maybe.
Like, give me the Deeks. Like, did that start? Because
I feel like when they say, you know, text abbreviations, they mean like the letter, like an acronym.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Deets is just a short version of details.
Shortened, yeah.
That's fair. That's totally fair.
That was fun.
That was fun. That kept us on our toes because I wish I knew more about, like, I wouldn't have thought to do breakfast foods as a category.
That's a good one.
No,
I was gonna kill it that one every time.
Now, if y'all give me like. No, honestly, I don't even know what I'm like an expert on.
Movies.
Oh, yeah.
Actors, actresses.
I could do
or
that.
Something like
I could
that.
Do like pop culture stuff like that. Okay, guys. So before we go ahead and jump into our review of the week, we're going to take a quick 2 to 3 minute break. You are listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 AM. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.CITY. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Hey, Seattle. Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
That's a classic right there.
So explain, girls, why we're playing and coming back with that, please.
So we were telling Benny over the break that over the weekend at my barbecue, we were playing that game Heads Up that Shantae and I love to play.
Yes.
And it was an animals category. And the word was barracuda. Neither of us know what sound a barracuda makes, or let alone how to act out what a barracuda is. So all that I could muster up was ooh, and hoping that somebody would fill in the blank.
That was really spot on. That was pretty good.
I feel it was. Yeah. I mean, if you played Guitar Hero around our, you know, like,
oh, there you go,
middle school, you would know that. Yeah, because I knew. I was like, barracuda. Right.
Don't we all know that? Sure. Yeah. Right.
Like, right. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Just common knowledge.
It's a classic.
Great.
So let's go ahead and jump into our review of the week. Shantae. I want you to kick it off, girl.
Okay. So ever since we interviewed Cassandra McClure of the Clean Beauty podcast, we really wanted to start featuring and highlighting beauty products and clean beauty products, or just products that we're trying out at home, and share them with you guys. So today we're actually going to do our review of the week based around hair care and makeup. I'll kick it off. I'm going to be reviewing Pattern by Tracee Ellis Ross. So it's a hair care product for natural hair, 4C hair. And I've been using mainly the leave-in conditioner, so that's what my review is going to be centered around, but I'll also kind of touch on some of the other stuff that I have. So for the leave-in conditioner, I actually did a twist out on my hair. So basically last night, combed through it, put water, put the leave-in conditioner in, and I twisted it up. And today, it looks really good. So for a twist out, I'm going to say, like, I really, really like this product. My review for it prior to doing my hair last night was not going to be very
positive,
favorable.
That's
favorable. just because I'd use the leave-in conditioner mainly as like a wet my hair, put some in and go kind of style. So like a washing, not really a wash and go, but kind of a wash and go. And it leaves flakes in my hair if I like do that, or if I brush it after I put it in. And I was like, that doesn't work for me because I need to brush my hair.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I don't really like this leave-in, but now that I've done this twist out and I see how nice and defined my hair is, I really like it. What I really want to get, so with this hair care product, she has a jojoba oil, which you can use either in the shower after you've washed your hair, or, you know, when you're doing your twist out.
Okay.
But then she also has an argan oil that she says to like use with this stuff. And I'd really like to try that with my twist out, just because, again, and I've said this before with using this product, my hair is just a little bit on the drier side.
Yeah.
And okay, the leave-in is supposed to be moisturizing it, but my hair, I feel like it can.
It just soaks it up, huh?
Exactly. It and
just...
so.
Now, just for those that you don't know about the argan oil, I had to look that up because it tweaks to my melon there. And it says an argan was a plant oil produced from the kernels of the argan tree that is endemic to Morocco, which actually is dipped in bread during breakfast time.
Ooh,
funny how
interesting.
Yeah, Shantae knows
so
all
you
about
can eat it,
and so, you know, that's why you kind of stuck with that.
You could have said argan oil,
right? If I had known that, now I know for next time. Yeah, right? That card. Yeah, so overall I would say it's like the way, but it's like a kind of like in the middle. Like,
yeah,
it might be the way. I definitely think that the product, it depends on your hair and how it takes in moisture. Another thing I'd like to add is that this is a fairly clean product. The leave-in is paraben-free, free of SLS, SLES. It's color safe. It's free of silicones and a bunch of other words that honestly I can't pronounce. And it's also formaldehyde free. So it's really good for your hair. It smells amazing. Like, honestly, I would use this off the strength of the smell alone. Like, I'm just like, I want my whole body to smell like this. It smells like it tastes good too, which I'm not going to eat it, but like, that's how yummy it smells. Like, it smells so good, you guys.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Right? Yes. You come over here. Yum, yum, yum. I think that's what you're looking for.
To wrap it up, I also have the washer and the conditioner that go with this product. And I'm going to have to do another review of this at some point, because right now, and again, like I said, it's not a favorable review. I use the shampoo. I was going to say the washer, and I was like, that's not the word. I use the shampoo and the conditioner twice now, and I haven't liked what it's done to my hair. So right now, not the way, but I'm going to try again and do like an entire process once I get the oils.
Love it. Okay. And use everything together.
Yeah.
Got it.
Cause I feel like it's really one of those. It's like you have to use everything together for it to really work.
That's how I am with my hair stuff. I feel like I've slowly started using mainly just the same line because it does all work together.
Well, yeah.
It works together.
But this stuff is not cheap. Yeah. I spent $100 on just shampoo, ooh, conditioner, and leave-in conditioner. I mean, it's Tracee Ellis Ross.
Yeah. That's Diana Ross's daughter, for okay. y'all that don't know.
Okay. Oh, really?
Huh. Yes, it is.
Cool. Yes.
Yes, it is.
Fun fact. Awesome. All right. My review. I'm going to review a makeup palette. It's Fierce by Nature by Morphe. So for those of you who know, it's got a lot of reds and oranges and some nudes, like deep dark, like dark reds and browns and things like that. It's
I have a question. What's hot right now for colors? Because I know last year, the year before, nudes were really big. Are they continuing to be that, or are they kind of jumping a little bit all over around, or are they going in a different direction?
Nudes will always be big.
Okay, there's my answer. Ladies, you heard it.
Yep. but honestly, I don't know what's on trend like right now. I have like a makeup page. I've been seeing a lot of like bright colors or like pastels.
Okay.
So that's a thing right now that I'm noticing.
But I feel like anytime it's summertime, those like deep reds and oranges start to kind of come, like the palettes that you start to see are more like honeys and summer colors. So
yeah, like this palette itself looks kind of like a sunset. And then they threw in like two green colors, which kind of throw me off, but they're really pretty greens. Okay?
So it's kind of respecting more of the season in which.
Yeah, okay, I feel like, yeah. Yeah, you know, because like when you look at the cover of it, it looks kind of like it's a flame.
Got
like
it.
A little, yeah, it's orange and red. It's really pretty. But I use it on my birthday. I beat my face and it looks so good. It's so pigmented. A little bit goes a long way. So like I don't have to use a lot of it in order to get the coverage that I need on my face. Colors.
Yes. I wanted to do a definition check really quick for those who don't know. What does beat your face mean?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. I'm not actually punching myself.
Give yourself black eyes every time. You got to cover those up. I mean,
no, it just means that I did my makeup, you know, because I think the expression comes from like when you're applying your powder. So if, you know, you do a lot of like dabbing and you are essentially beating your face.
Okay.
So that's where that
a
comes
face
from.
Beat.
Yeah, a face beat. Right. It's kind of like a massage in a way.
Okay.
But what I loved about it is all the colors on this palette are going to work really well with my eye color personally. So like if you've got green or hazel eyes, I definitely would recommend this palette if you want to make your eyes pop. And fun facts about them, they are also cruelty free. I'm not necessarily sure if this product itself is vegan, but they do have an entire collection on their website of products that are all vegan, and it's just under 500 products. So
nice.
Yeah. So that I was like, oh, that's a really nice thing to point out there. Now I cannot say that they are black owned. I don't actually know who owns Morphe. I tried to do that research, but I can say that they have an awesome array of black, Asian, and even male creators. So that's a big plus in my eyes. They have a whole entire page there listed out of like who contributes to their makeup and all that kind of stuff. And it was really beautiful to see. And the only other thing I'm going to say is, for those of you guys who know who Jeffree Star is and all that drama and stuff surrounding him and Morphe, I don't endorse him. I don't endorse that. Jeffree Star can go and kick rocks. But that's that. Other than that, my review is going to be awesome. I definitely recommend it. I have three Morphe palettes now. Three of them. So I'm a fan.
So that's our review of the week, you guys. We hope you enjoyed that. Before we get into our hot topic, we are going to jump into another 2 to 3 minute break. You guys are listening to The Way. Stay tuned.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
Hey, Seattle. Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
Have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional-sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local. Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
See, that's the Bieber I want to remember.
Right. I just love him. I'm a believer. Oh, yeah, I know. But that was the moment I realized he was a grown man. It's been years, and I'm like, yeah, he's not the baby, oh, no Mm-mm. more.
So let's get into, yes, the breaking news, yeah?
Yes.
All right.
Welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. It's your girl, Jasmine and Shantae, and we are here to bring you
your morning news.
Right. You like how I switched up my voice there?
I loved it.
Okay, so this week's hot topic is very, very important, and we're going to continue talking about this as the months go on because we've got a bigger voting date coming on in November. So, Washington State voter deadline is on August 4th. What day of the week is that next week? I don't know, like Tuesday or Wednesday?
Mostly they're on every Tuesdays.
Tuesday? Perfect. So yeah, please, you guys, we got our ballots in the mail probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. I know you guys have gotten yours as well. Do not play around and be late and forget to turn in your ballot.
I filled mine out last night. It's in the car. It's getting ready to be dropped off today.
Yay, I'm proud of you. Okay. So I cannot say that Shantae and I are so good. neither one of us nor has our third roommate filled in their ballots yet and sent them in. But I will say that is because we are trying to be thorough in our research of these people. They sent along those really cool like voter pamphlets that have all the pictures and statements and information about the candidates that are running. And we've been reading them all. And you guys, if you haven't done this, I really recommend that you do.
one for the information.
Right. For a
good laugh, because most of the candidates are a hot mess.
Yes. So some of the people that you'll see on there are just either they don't have a statement or their statement is just incoherently put together. Some of them I feel like are running as jokes. I'll let you guys read through and find out about that.
If you're talking about the official governor race, the gubernatorial race, like 36 candidates, there was even more
yes.
that have dropped out or withdrew. So that's an amazing amount of candidates.
That is.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we believe it, because here's the thing. About half of the people that are in the pamphlet had like no pictures,
had
like no statements.
Yeah, no description, nothing.
Yeah, and some of them that did, like we came across this one guy whose entire statement was about how he fought for his like cannabis store and won, and was like, this is why I should become governor, because I took to court and won, and you guys should vote for me. And then he included some link in there for like some conspiracy group.
Learned about a bunch of different Republican parties as well.
Yeah, like
there's a Trump Republican party now?
There's a specific Trump Republican party now. Did you guys know that?
That's a thing now, because honestly, I think it's great to differentiate.
Yeah, Leon Lawson, I believe.
That's the one. Mm-hmm. Yep. Crazy. And then there's a couple young bloods on there. There was like a 20-year-old that is
from Colfax, who I'm going to be honest, if he weren't 20, he sounds like a pretty good candidate.
He did.
He's got some good ideas. I'm just kind of like, you're 20. I don't know how you plan to get any of that.
And his statement was put together very well, which is in line with him being a college student. So
that would be Dylan Nails.
Yes.
Yep, Dylan.
He probably had somebody write that for him.
Yes,
I'm going to be honest.
Definitely. But there are a few on there that are definitely worth reading. You will definitely come across a few that have, you know, their stuff together, that have confident ideas. And another thing that you guys will notice is a lot of people's statements and reasons for running are purely COVID driven. We've found a lot of them that are just focusing purely on, you know, I wouldn't have done this as a leader, or this and that and the other, you know. So I would take that into consideration, because COVID is a thing that's very real, and right now we don't know how long it's going to be happening for, but I don't feel like your entire campaign should be based off of
something that's happening right
now. The pandemic. I would like
to know what you plan to do in the future.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, there's more to it.
Current and future state. Yeah.
And another thing that I will say too is, you guys, there's a lot of people on there that have no experience or have very little experience. Don't let that sway you, but also take that into consideration as well, please.
I mean, you see where we're at with our president.
Right. That was zero experience.
And also, I think that's something that's like good to state, is that these people, whoever we vote for right now, are going to also be the people who are going to represent us during the presidency.
Yes.
So take that
big picture, folks,
into consideration. For real, for real. That's really the note. Whoever you think's not going to vote for Trump, if that's who you don't want.
Yes. What did we also find out? That we're still one of the few states that does mail-in ballots?
Yes. So we are one of five states that allows mail-in ballots. So really, one, there is no excuse for you not to vote when there have been people in other states that don't have mail-in ballot options that stood out there till 11 o'clock at night so that they made sure that their vote counted. Mail in your ballot, drop it off at the post office, drop it off at one of the mini mail, the ballot boxes at one of the libraries, whatever.
Here's the thing, they're everywhere.
They're literally everywhere.
They are everywhere.
Yeah, you can drop, like,
yep, go on your phone, look it up.
Mailbox.
Yep, you can find
it.
Like, it's too easy. They've made it extremely easy for us here in the state of Washington. And so I just think that if we've got this option, we need to take full advantage of it, especially because of the voter suppression that is happening around the country.
Yes. Just this morning, I woke up to a headline from CNN speaking about how Trump is strongly urging pushing back the voting date come November.
And we're not doing that.
He has no grounds to do that, but the fact that he's strongly suggesting it.
He thinks that he has this kind of power where stuff like that is a possibility. And I just need somebody to explain to him that that's not how any of this works.
Right.
Any of it. Especially when you're doing a bang up job. Like, we might consider it during this time in the pandemic if he were the right president for the time.
Yeah.
But like, you're doing a bang up job. There's no way we're pushing back the election.
If it was Obama. We miss you, Obama.
I mean, I'm for Obama's America. Like, I'm over this.
But I wanted to touch back on that mail-in ballots thing, because just in Atlanta, or, you know, we're on a different schedule than other states are. So other states have already been through this process. Mm-hmm. And in states like Atlanta, you were talking about, like you said, they're staying out until like 11 a.m.
Yeah. So they made it almost impossible for them to vote. And people were sitting outside in like really terrible weather till like 11 o'clock trying to vote. In Kentucky, there's actually, in Jefferson County, there is only one area for them to actually vote. And I think there's like 60,000 people in that county. Oh, and they actually had closed it down early at like 3 o'clock. And there were still people outside waiting to vote, you guys. So, you know, luckily they did turn back around, open it up, and allow these people to get in to vote. But they were like, you have until 3 o'clock to come vote. And they shut everything down. And there were videos on Twitter and the internet of people just banging on the windows, like, let us in. We're here. We've been here. Like, you have so many people for one voting center.
And the stuff about that really bothers me is that every election, it's stuff like this that happens. Mm-hmm. You know, either the voting machines or the ballot, you know, they're faulty.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there's just not enough staff to help me. I don't know. Or, you know, miscounting or
right.
Forgotten, quote unquote, forgotten.
Yeah, don't bring back the hanging chads. We don't want that.
What's the hanging chads?
It was in Florida. You know, some of the tearaway pieces on the back of the card got lodged, and it was making the count going through the other machine.
Oh,
so they had
gosh.
To go back and look at every Recount single. Yeah, everything. There's photos of like counters going through each individual card to making sure the hole got punched all the way through, because there was such a close race, and there was supposedly a miscount. So they were ruling.
Oh,
that.
I remember that. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And
yeah,
of course,
so
it
there's
was in
just
Florida.
There's just a lot of factors right. put out there to really kind of prevent us from being heard and making our voices heard. So if you guys are able and capable, please use your voice and do so.
Yeah,
and don't use that argument of my voice doesn't count.
Please, your voice matters. Let's try one time a theory that your voice does matter, and you vote, and we see whether or not it really does. I mean, that's what I would like to try.
Yeah, I mean,
because I just feel like we've tried that whole my voice doesn't count.
Yes.
And it still doesn't work in our favor, irregardless.
And numbers matter. Numbers work. You guys have seen that, you know, with all the protesting and whatnot going on lately, numbers really do work. Okay.
Yes. I was going to say there have been whispers. I'm going to fact check this. I haven't found anything that's not an opinion piece about it, but they're saying that Trump is also pushing to close, you know, post offices. And that is another tactic to suppress voters as well.
Because
I mean,
for the five
states that have mail-in ballots, but also come November, if COVID is still running rampant in the country, a lot of other states are probably going to have to shift to a mail-in ballot because I can't see them, you know, authorizing or considering it a good idea for everybody to be down at polls physically come November. So yes, there are whispers that he is looking to close down post offices so that people can't mail in their ballots. But again, that's just, I've only seen that on opinion blogs. And so I'm going to fact check that and bring that back to you guys next week.
So I don't know if you guys just heard in the last hour, President Trump has been floating the idea of delaying the election now. Just the ideas. And you can't do that. That's just he's just scared. That's all.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. He has no grounds to do anything like that.
Nope.
You know,
he just really doesn't stand a chance. And I think he realizes it for once. And this is him like floundering.
Yep. 100%.
And then so is it in all states a senatorial race and U.S. rep? Is that all?
I believe so.
Board? Yeah. So that's really important too, guys. You guys need to understand that our state senator and our U.S. rep, those are the top two people who are going
to be governor.
With the White House, right?
Yes,
right? So those are the ones who are reps for our state. that are working directly with the president and the White House. So please take the time and do your research on those two. We all are familiar with the governor. We're all familiar with the governor race. Still very important.
It's very important, yeah, if you think about it, because like he's really the one calling all the shots right now.
Right now. Oh, yeah.
And also he's in, like, I don't know, like, if you've noticed during the protests, Trump's calling on the governors to get the cities in,
right,
into shape. So like he also has a lot of contact, I guess, with, yeah, the White House and like how, you know, they interact with the president. So all of it's important, really. Actually, if you look at the list of titles that we're voting on, pretty much every single one of them is extremely important. But we just wanted to bring attention to those three simply because they are going to be the ones who represent us come November.
Yeah. So please do your research on that.
Anything else we want to add?
As far as voting goes, I'm not necessarily sure.
All right. Let's see. Is there anything else that we could talk about?
Let's go ahead and let's talk about, we just finished Black Mirror. So I want to talk, the mainly reason why I want to talk about this is because, hear me out. I'm going to go on a ride here. There's been a lot of stuff going on lately that I feel like are kind of, I don't want to say Black Mirror-esque.
Synonymous.
But like synonymous, yes. And so one of the most famous Black Mirror episodes was in the first episode. And yeah, ride with me on this there. But it was a political one, remember? They had kidnapped somebody. And in order for them to like save this person, they were proposing that they force the senator or like prime minister to do an inappropriate act with an animal on film in order to release this like person. And it was this whole big political thing because the world is watching and the world is like, well, what is he gonna do? You know, I think it was like a princess or something. It was like somebody very important that they had like kidnapped. And so literally the world is watching them and you know, you hear, it's basically like what the world is right now. It's like, well, what are you gonna do? You should do this. And all of these like smear campaigns of people rioting, like, you know, you need to do this, you know, you need to do that, make this decision. And he's only like one person. And he's like, you know, this is me. And this is my life. And you guys are trying to like dictate these decisions and get this kind of like rise out of me. And again, this is going to be on public, you know, like display. And so when I like thinking about that, and it's, again, I don't think anything like this would ever happen. But I feel like it's really relative or kind of related to like what our governors and states are going through with the pandemic and coronavirus and protests of like, they're being told what they need to do and what everyone else knows what they think they should be doing. Mm-hmm. And in actuality, it's like, it's much bigger than just an opinion of like being told what to do, what you need to do and having all of that pressure. And the world is looking at you and you want to make the right choice and you want to make the right decision, but you don't want to do it solely just because people are telling you to do it.
Absolutely. I think that's just like largely people have opinions and that's just literally it, point blank period. You can't expect your city officials to just make decisions based off of half the population's opinions, because it's not about that. It's about the right, greater public safety.
Yeah.
And so yeah,
but like, and that's what it comes to, is because like, you know, even in this society you have so many people who so strongly and firmly believe one thing versus the other, so that when the person in power is making that call, you've got this whole plethora of people who are not with it and who are so just like upset about it. And then, you know, you're working on trying to please those who are already happy with you, and then now you've got all this group that's upset with you. What do I do now? How do I keep riding that high? How do I get them back on my side?
I feel like you just allow some people to be upset,
and that's politics.
I feel like that's politics, and that's life. I just feel like some people are always going to have a problem no matter what you do, mm-hmm, or what's being said. And so it's like, if you're going to be mad, that is your problem. I really don't care. So like, say for instance, the mandatory face mask, how people are upset, yes, about that. That's one of those things where you can be upset. It's still mandatory because it's still more likely to stop the spread than not. And so it's like, why would we even be trying to negotiate with folks? Exactly. It's not even up for debate. Yes. Get over it. Wear your mask. Stop being stupid. Or don't go outside if you don't want to wear a mask. Like, it just doesn't make sense that you would be like, I want to go out of my house, but I'm also not going to wear a mask. Well, it's not regular time. So unless you're willing to die for this, wear a mask. Like, that's the logic there. But yeah, like, it's one of those things where people are quite literally never going to be satisfied. Mm-hmm. They could say wear a mask. There's going to be people that are like, I can't breathe. They're going to say don't wear a mask. There are going to be people who are like, I'm scared to go outside and I don't, you know, just.
Yeah, it's a lose-lose.
Right. Yeah, so it's just kind of like they have to think of everybody as a whole, irregardless of what objections they're giving. Speaking of that Black Mirror episode, I might need to rewatch a few episodes because I don't remember that one at all.
It was one of the, it was really raunchy. It was like one of those that when you're first starting to watch Black Mirror, it's like, oh, this is going to be a show that I'm going to want to watch. Like, it's
right.
It was really crazy to go through. But I want to tie that back into the whole, like, you know, like, voting thing, because I remember now with our state, Washington itself, King County being the largest county that it is pretty much the main reason why we are a blue state. Pretty much outside of that or beyond that, we're pretty red.
Yeah.
And if you look at the state of Washington as a whole, that's pretty big.
Yeah.
Bless King County for its size, but outside of that, that's the only reason why we're holding it down that way. So I really want you guys to think about that. We are just one county away from becoming a red state, and Washington doesn't necessarily need that.
I'll tell you what, if that happens, I'm going to move, because...
Where's the nearest blue state? Is Cali a blue state?
Oregon.
Oregon's a blue state? I don't know about... I don't think Oregon...
I'm not moving to Oregon.
We can't do Oregon.
Cali.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just going to move somewhere else. Like, if everywhere is going to be red, I'm just going to move to a city where I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to move to the city where it's red and there's red.
To be honest, I'm about... I'm this election away from moving to Canada.
To a country, a whole different country, okay?
To Canada. So,
like, out of the U.S. completely.
So come November... If the results are not ever in our favor, I will be getting my dual citizenship.
If the odds are not in our favor.
I just have a feeling.
Yeah, like if Trump wins again, that whole joke that everybody was making the last in 2016 is a reality.
Right.
Because the Barbados is already like, they're incentivizing people to come and get work visas for a year and work through the pandemic. I mean...
I would love to work in Barbados. Are you kidding me?
Bye. You know, like, what kind of, if those are the options, stay in Trump's America or go to Barbados?
Okay. Are you ready to go ahead and do our recap?
Yes.
And figure out what's the way and what's not the way?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to say that my last week, AKA my birthday, AKA turn of 27, AKA being on a boat and in the sun, all that fun stuff. Absolutely the way. There was nothing about last week that was not the way for me. I'm trying to think. Was there anything? Yeah. Everything was amazing and awesome. So thank you, world, and thank you, life, for making that the way.
I didn't do a recap. I don't know if you noticed that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Our icebreaker.
You kind of tacked onto mine.
I didn't say much at all.
Fail. I'm just kidding. No, for the recap, it's fine. Oh, my goodness. Oh, we lost your signal. Girls, where'd you go? Girls, where are you at? Oh, the girls, come on. Where are you? Give them 1 second there, ladies and gentlemen. We are obviously broadcasting via Zoom for the girls. And at the right opportunity and inopportunity times, these things happen. So hang on. We'll be right back.
Hey, you guys, thank you for waiting. So sorry about that. We had some technical difficulties.
Our Wi-Fi has been on it, you guys.
Let's
on it. And we upgraded.
Yes, we did. So let's jump back into this really quickly. Yes, Shantae and I do everything together. So her week was also the way, but falling off the pole, not the way.
Anyways, let's just get to our icebreaker recap. Like, we didn't have to stay that long on it. Icebreaker was the way. I really enjoy a rapid fire or a categories. It's
yes,
always really fun, and it makes you like get you kind of, it's like a brain exercise.
It does. It kind of wakes you up, get mm-hmm. you going and flowing for the morning.
And then review of the week. I'm going to say for my review, I'm going to give it a the way. It's but it's kind of teetering. It's like on the edge of yeah. being not the way. So I'll give you guys an update when I try everything together.
I like that. My review of the week is also going to be the way. I was really happy with how it worked and how it looked on me. And I'm excited to experiment with more. Because of the kind of palette that it is and all the colors that are in it, there's so many looks that I can achieve. So absolutely the way. And shouts out for y'all for being cruelty free.
Absolutely. Voting is the way.
It's always going to be the way, you guys.
Mail-in ballots.
Please, 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 please. And tell everyone that you can. Like, use your voice also to rally folks to vote.
It matters.
It really does.
If people don't think it does, it does. 100%.
Yes. So you guys are going to get tired of us talking about it. We're going to be beating this like a dead horse. We're going to be all over our platforms reminding you guys because it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely the way.
August 4th, you guys. Put it in your calendars.
Next Tuesday.
Alrighty. That's our show for the day, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week, same time, same place.
Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.